It's important to note the application motivation. There is no universal form of parallelism. Rather, there are several forms, and different applications have different forms, or they may in general have multiple forms of parallelism. We can distinguish here two forms of parallelism. Firstly, coarse grain software integration, or what is sometimes called coordination, especially say by Jim Brown from Texas. That is, in some sense, naturally built into Java through its applet mechanism and its impressive networking classes. The second form of parallelism is data parallelism, which has often been the focus of HPCC and indeed is needed if you want to get any large-scale parallelism. Coarse-grain software integration or coordination parallelism is usually at the level of a few, 10 or something at most in its parallelism it can get, whereas data parallelism often can be, of course, measured in the millions. Whereas Java can support coordination parallelism, it surely needs extension to do data parallelism in the same way that Fortran and C++ do. And we will come back to discuss that later. However, it's worth noticing that already we can do Java plus message passing to support data parallelism. And in fact, the majority of data parallel applications, even if they're written in Fortran, C, or C++, actually are implemented as message passing, always at the low level, but even for the users, the dominant user-developed form of data parallel programs is explicit message passing, and that we can already do with, say, the Java extensions, the Nexus described by Ian.